American Language Course, Tape 1401A. Listen to this conversation between a traveler and the clerk in a hotel.
I'd like a room for the weekend, please.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights?
That's right. I'll be leaving early Monday morning.
We have a single with bath. It's on the third floor, facing Fifth Avenue.
What's the rate?
$7 a day.
All right. I'll take it. When do I pay?
You can pay when you leave.
Good. Shall I sign for the room?
Yes. Please fill in this card here.
All right. Have the bellboy bring up my bags, please.
Yes, sir. Here's your key. The bellboy will take you up.
Thank you.
Now listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
I'd like a room for the weekend, please.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights.
That's right. I'll be leaving early Monday morning.
We have a single with bath. It's on the third floor facing Fifth Avenue.
What's the rate?
$7 a day.
All right, I'll take it. When do I pay?
You can pay when you leave.
Good. Shall I sign for the room?
Yes, please fill in this card here.
All right. Have the bellboy bring up my bags, please.
Yes, sir. Here's your key. The bellboy will take you up.
Thank you.
Practice these sentences with some words from this conversation. Listen and repeat.
Bath. He takes a bath every day. My hotel room has a bath. A hot bath relaxes us when we're tired. Bellboy. The bellboy carried my bag. The bellboy took me to my room. I gave the bellboy a quarter. Face. My window faces the park. His house faces north. Does your office face Main Street? Floor. On which floor do you live? My office is on the fourth floor. We have our classes on the second floor. Key. I use my key to open the door. This is the key to his room. Do you have your car key with you? Rate. What is the rate for this room? What rate does he pay you? Bus rates in this city are high. Single. Single means just one or alone. My brother is single. A single is a room for one person. Let's practice some questions and answers. Notice the intonation patterns. Listen and repeat. Where do you live? I live in Washington. How old are you? I'm 25 years old. What are you studying? I'm studying English. How long have you been here? I've been here for 3 weeks. How long are you going to stay? I'm going to stay for 1 year. When is the next train to New York? At 8:30. Where is the post office? On State Street. What time does the class begin? At 7:30. Who came to the party last night? All my friends. Whose book is this? John's. Why is the train so late? The weather is bad. Which apartment does Mr. Porter live in? Apartment 309. Listen to these sentences and then repeat them. Be sure to use correct intonation.
Good morning, Miss Miller. How are you, Mr. Peterson? Thank you very much, Mrs. Hall. You're welcome, Walter. Where do you live, George? Why didn't you come to the dance, Dave? What is our homework, Mr. Francis? What time is it, John? Are you leaving now, Mary? Have you finished the lesson, Miss Turner? Have your students been working hard, Mr. Bennett? Do we have time to finish the lesson, Miss White? Would you open the window, Paul? Do you like to dance, Nancy? Would you like some coffee, Mr. Curtis? Have you been here long, Edward?
We will now hear two short sentences. Then we'll combine the short sentences into a longer sentence. Repeat these sentences. We were eating dinner. The telephone rang. We were eating dinner when the telephone rang. He called me up. I was studying. He called me up while I was studying. We were at home. The mail arrived. We were at home when the mail arrived. John had left the office. Mary called him up. John had left the office before Mary called him up. You can write some letters. I'm asleep. You can write some letters while I'm asleep. Has your English improved? You came to school. Has your English improved since you came to school? We were reading. We went to bed. We were reading before we went to bed. He read the newspaper. Mary cooked dinner. He read the newspaper while Mary cooked dinner. What were you doing? I arrived at your place. What were you doing when I arrived at your place? We took a break. We finished the tape. We took a break after we finished the tape. Listen carefully to this conversation between two students. You will be asked questions on it later.
Hi, Jack. Are you going to the cleaners?
Yes, Tom. I'll be leaving in 5 minutes.
Would you do me a favor?
Sure, I'll be glad to.
Could you pick up my suit? It would save me a trip.
Certainly. Let me have your ticket.
Here it is. I hope it's not too much trouble.
No trouble at all. I have plenty of room in my car. I can hang everything in the back. Now listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Hi, Jack. Are you going to the cleaners?
Yes, Tom. I'll be leaving in 5 minutes.
Would you do me a favor?
Sure. I'll be glad to.
Could you pick up my suit? It would save me a trip.
Certainly. Let me have your ticket.
Here it is. I hope it's not too much trouble.
No trouble at all. I have plenty of room in my car. I can hang everything in the back. Here are some questions on this conversation. Answer these questions when you hear them. Then repeat the correct response. Example.
What are the names of the students?
The students' names are Jack and Tom.
The students' names are Jack and Tom.
The students' names are Jack and Tom.
Where is Jack going?
Jack is going to the cleaners.
When is Jack leaving?
He is leaving in 5 minutes.
What is Jack going to do for Tom?
He is going to pick up his suit.
Where does Jack hang the things from the cleaners?
He hangs them in the back of the car. This is the end of tape 1401A.